25 years ago, the Ferry Building in San Francisco sounded like this. But after the Loma Prieta earthquake, elected officials reimagined the Embarcadero, and now it sounds more like this. What was once a blighted, car-clogged eyesore is now a promenade of upscale restaurants, farmers markets, and a walkable bay trail. Except for one triangular block that has been a point of controversy for nearly a decade. Tomorrow, San Francisco voters will have a chance to weigh in on a long-disputed initiative that would bring multi-million dollar housing to that block, a 3.2-acre lot on the city's northeastern waterfront. 8 Washington Street was approved by City Hall last year and is now the subject of Propositions B and C. A yes vote for either means the developer can move forward. Supporters say it's exactly what the Bayfront needs. But opponents argue that it would be the first brick in a wall of high-rises on the waterfront, emblematic of how San Francisco's poor are being priced out by prosperity. KALW's Liz Pfeffer has more.
Mayor Ed Lee and former Mayor Gavin Newsom want to see the 8 Washington project happen. The Yes on B campaign even paid for a TV commercial saying so.
From the Exploratorium to the ballpark, our waterfront is experiencing a renaissance.
With Prop B, we could take the next step. Join parks, housing, and bay conservation leaders.
Open up the waterfront. Vote Yes on B.
Because parks are better than parking lots.
It's a catchy phrase. But when it comes to a vision for the city's waterfront, another former mayor says it's misleading.
And the fact that the mayor and the Board of Supervisors have passed this multi-million dollar housing in condo form reflects the kind of influence that the 1% has with them.
Art Agnes was mayor from 1988 to 1992 and went on to work for years with the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. I spoke with him at a meeting for opponents of Prop B.
I think the city's leadership has not been aggressive in reaching out to the kind of nonprofit housing developers who would be very happy, and I know there are several who would be very happy to build affordable housing on that site. Remember, that site is mostly public land.
Agnos is a significant figure in shaping what San Francisco looks like today. In fact, there's a monument at the Ferry Building commemorating his work to tear down the Embarcadero Freeway and open up the waterfront.
When I was mayor, we used public land to build affordable housing that today still offers a studio for less than $2,000 a month, something unheard of, except that we built it 20 years ago and it still is in place.
He says developments like 8 Washington are not what the city had in mind when it decided to reshape that area. I'm with PJ Johnston, and we're having a strange meta experience. We're in a building on San Francisco's Embarcadero, staring at a scale model of what could be San Francisco's Embarcadero in the future.
That's Jackson Street, which becomes a public thoroughfare. And it has a parklet and an open door cafe.
Johnston is the spokesman for Pacific Waterfront Partners, the developer that's looking to build 134 high-end units at the 8 Washington property. These plans have been bouncing around City Hall for nearly a decade. The model we're looking at is the result of millions of dollars and many revisions. And at this point, it's been approved by most city supervisors. Johnston says the public will benefit from the redevelopment.
Is that you would think, listening to the opponents, that there's some huge swath of parkland that's available to the public in the location now, and that's just not true. There is absolutely no publicly accessible open space now.
To see what he's talking about, we step away from the model and out into the real world.
Critical location. I mean, we're standing across from the Ferry Building. We're standing across from Sue Bierman Park. And everywhere you look, you see a beautiful, revitalized waterfront, except right where we're standing, which is an ugly asphalt parking lot.
Of course, that depends on how you see it. The public parking lot is under the jurisdiction of the city's Port Commission, but most of the site is owned by the Golden Gateway Center and used as walkways and a private gated tennis club. Johnston tells me that passing Prop B would make better use of that space and have other benefits.
We'll have two new public parks, as well as enormous areas of open space that don't exist now. Ground floor cafes facing out onto the new parks and onto the Embarcadero.
And a condo complex that will max out at 12 stories tall. Not all of it will be that high. Some parts will actually be street level. Still, the area is only zoned for about 8 stories. If Prop B passes, it would allow the taller building as a special use district. Critics think that could set a bad precedent, but Johnston says
it's preposterous for a number of reasons. First of all, the next port lot to the north is at Broadway, and it's on the other side of Broadway. Anything on the north side of Broadway is governed by a historic district that limits heights to 40 feet. By its nature, it's a special use, which means special, not precedent setting.
It hasn't been decided exactly how much condos will sell for, but they'll be market rate, which in that area means at least a couple million. The project would also provide $11 million to build affordable housing somewhere else in the city. But why not just build it here? Johnston says,
look up and down the waterfront and tell me where affordable housing is being developed directly. It's not practical because the cost of the land and the cost of the infrastructure improvements are so high.
That point, of course, could be argued in practically any neighborhood in San Francisco. But some elected officials have decided to take a stand here by opposing Prop B.
We have a project on the ballot, Props B and C, that if it passes, it means that, you know, you're going to be creating not just housing for the rich, it's housing for the ultra-rich.
This is City Supervisor David Campos, speaking at a housing town hall in Bernal Heights last week. He's one of just three supervisors to publicly oppose the project. He took on Prop B specifically because of what some people worry it means for San Francisco generally.
And this was the first time in a long time that the people of San Francisco, you know, came together, gathered signatures, and put it on the ballot. And that's why if we go to City Hall and they don't respond, we need to make sure that they know that we can always put things on the ballot to force the voters to get them to do the right thing.
8 Washington is far away from Bernal Heights, but it raises issues that are on people's minds all over the city, and that's not likely to change after tomorrow's vote. In San Francisco, I'm Liz Pfeffer for CrossCurrents.